Hello, and welcome to another edition of Podcast, where we challenge you to sacrifice a song and to take the time that you would spend listening to a track on your iPod or whatever MP3 device you have, and instead convert that into an oasis of prayer in the middle of your day. I'm your host, Glenn Davis. The last time we talked, we discussed how prayer should not be a Christian's primary or sole response to great tragedy. Thinking, of course, about the devastation that Hurricane Katrina has wrought on New Orleans. Instead, our primary response after tragedy should be compassionate action. However, prayer should be a component of our response, and so we're going to pick back up with our series of studies of the apostolic prayers. This week, we're going to look at a prayer that Paul prayed that I think is very appropriate post-tragedy. The prayer is Romans chapter 15, verse 13, and it's very short, but very simple. Paul prays, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." One of the most powerful tools in your Bible study toolkit is training yourself, giving yourself the habit of noticing repeated words. And there is a very key word, a concept that brackets this entire passage. It opens it and it closes it. Paul begins by saying, "May the God of hope." And then he goes on to pray. And then he concludes his prayer by expressing his desire that they would overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In some way, the prayer that Paul prays is designed to transfer the hope that is within God into our own lives. And how does he do that? Paul does it by praying for joy and peace. Now, it's important to emphasize this is not some sort of a meaningless or superficial or denial of reality kind of joy and peace that Paul's talking about. He's very specific. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in Him. And that should be our prayer for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. That the God of hope would fill them with joy and peace as they put their trust in Him. And that as they do so, they will begin to overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's it for Podcast. For Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship, I'm your host, Glenn Davis. Please take the remainder of this song to just pray a prayer of joy and peace, the culmination of hope over all those who suffer.